半导体不是只有护国神山，想投资真正的隐形英雄，力争上游就对了。国内首档锁定全球半导体上游设备与材料厂的 ETF， 中信上游半导体，股票代号00941，带你与科技王者中的王者同行，指导半导体核心财富。2月26到3月1号称王募集，申购速洽中国信托投信与全台各大证券商。投资一定有风险，基金投资有赚有赔，申购前应详阅公开说明书。
Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
I'm Nancy Sun with today's episode of Easy News. The TAIEX opened down 309 points this morning from yesterday's close at 19,992 on turnover of 83 billion NT. The market recouped its earlier losses on Thursday, caused by increased volatility on Wall Street overnight. Bargain hunters stepped in late in the session. However, the gains were capped after recent inflation reports in the U.S. were hotter than expected. And investor concerns grew over the possibility of the U.S. Federal Reserve delaying a rate cut cycle. The TAIEX continues to lose ground heading into midday trading. The Ministry of Digital Affairs says the establishment of signal connectivity with a newly launched satellite network system on Taiping Island has boosted communications efficiency there. According to the ministry, the new system enables Coast Guard personnel stationed there to use improved communication and better meets their audiovisual needs. Wi-Fi and mobile network services were officially activated on Taiping Island earlier this week. This comes after tests on the newly installed medium Earth orbit satellite terminal equipment were completed. That equipment is capable of sending and receiving signals from a satellite communications service provider based in Luxembourg. The Digital Ministry says the total transmission bandwidth available to personnel on the island can now reach 25 megabits per second. This is an approximate 3.9-fold increase in communication efficiency compared to before. In international news, Palestine has not been admitted to the United Nations as a full member following a Security Council vote. On Thursday, the United States vetoed the bid, as was widely expected. Sally Patterson reports from the UN headquarters in New York.
This was Palestine's second attempt to join the United Nations as a full member, and once again, its hopes of becoming the 194th nation were dashed. It's been a non-member observer state since 2012, giving it only limited rights within the international body. America's alternate representative to the UN, Robert Wood, who vetoed the resolution, called the vote premature. Only direct negotiations, he says, between the Palestinians and Israel will lead to a viable two-state solution. Earlier on Thursday, Israeli Representative Gilad Erdan accused the Security Council of trying to reward the perpetrators of Hamas's attack on Israel in October with statehood. But ahead of the vote, Ziad Abu Amr, representing the Palestinian Authority, said the resolution would grant hope to the Palestinian people for a decent life within an independent state. Sally Patterson, New York.
Top NATO and European Union officials are urging industrialized nations to take quick and concrete steps to provide more air defense systems to Ukraine. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell warned on Thursday that continued delays could tilt the war in Moscow's favor. Borrell was speaking on the Italian island of Capri at the start of a G7 foreign ministers meeting. He told reporters that without Patriot air defense missile systems to guard against incoming Russian strikes, the electricity system of Ukraine will be destroyed. And he said that no country can fight a war without electricity. Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has announced the creation of two new indigenous territories. This brings the total number of new reserves created during his term to 10. The Sasique Fontoura Reserve will be in Mato Grosso State, and the Aldeia Velha Territory will be in Bahia State. They cover a combined total area of almost 342 square kilometers. Speaking at a ceremony Thursday in Brasilia, Lula said the latest two new territories would not be enough. He cited legal issues for the delay in setting aside additional lands. He says indigenous peoples should be patient as he seeks to fulfill his pledge of creating 14 new territories. And that was the ICRT News. Check in again next week for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Nancy Sun.
Hey there! I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. If you'd like to hear more from ICRT, you can check out our other podcasts. We've got Taiwan Talk, where we chat with a new guest every Monday, Taiwan This Week, a roundup of the news in Taiwan every Friday, and English in the News, for useful English expressions explained in Chinese. For some lighter news in both English and Chinese, check out News Bites and News for Kids. And if you enjoy them, tell a friend. Thanks for listening.